Well, good morning. This is the Word for Life broadcast brought to you by Brookside Baptist Church, located in Brookfield, Wisconsin. And my name is Pastor Ken Keltner. I'm the senior pastor. I'm just filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman this morning. And in our studio, we are happy to have a couple of guests with us. They are just recently married. Our youth pastor, Bryce Hamilton, and his wife, Janie, are with us. Good morning. Good to have you here.
Good to be here.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Yeah. Well, I'm really thankful you're here. We have been praying as a church family that God would bring a couple here to really minister and help us with our teens. And you might be driving down the road right now saying, well, I have teenagers. This is going to be good. So over the next couple of broadcasts, we're going to be talking to Bryce and Janie. They both have had extensive work in Christian school and Christian camps, working with teenagers, counseling teenagers, and so we're delighted to have them as part of the broadcast this morning. I hope it'll be a great encouragement to you. And if we can't help you, contact us at Brookside Baptist Church, 262-783-6180. If you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to come by and see us, 4470 North Pilgrim Road in Brookfield. Well, Bryce and Janie, Bryce, you grew up where now?
I grew up in South Jersey, right across the bridge from Philadelphia.
And I think I remember you saying you kind of like the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, I'm an Eagles fan.
And in Packer country, all right. Janie, where'd you grow up?
I grew up on the other side of Philadelphia in Pennsylvania, Valley Forge area.
Valley Forge area. Mm-hmm. Now, are you a Philadelphia Eagles fan, too?
I am.
Oh, wow. We are so blessed to have Eagles in the midst of all the Packers here in our church. Well, we love it, and we have a good time and have fun with that. Bryce and Janie, I mean, you've been married now how long?
1 month yesterday, actually.
1 month yesterday. And if I got the story right, you guys met at camp?
That's correct. We met at the Wilds Camp in North Carolina.
Okay. And you, what were you doing there?
When we met, I was working on program staff there, which is what, how they describe it is it's anywhere from preaching to cleaning toilets and everything in between.
Well, that's good training right there. Janie, and you were working there at camp?
I was my third summer at the Wilds. I was counseling that summer.
Mm-hmm. So who noticed who first?
I definitely noticed him first.
Oh, there we have it. That's good. Well, we're glad the Lord brought you together, and you've been married here just a few months.
Correct, 1 month.
1 month. And so we're excited to see what God's going to do as you work with teens here in this area. Why don't you just, I guess, Janie, let's start with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, where you grew up, and kind of to the point of how God's been working in your life to even work with teenagers.
All right, we'll give the short version here. I was born in Pennsylvania, like I said, near the Valley Forge area, and I came to know the Lord as my Savior when I was 5 years old. It was actually in the backyard at my old house with my dad, so that was pretty unique, but I remember that day specifically, and it's exciting still just to be able to drive by there in my childhood.
Now, your dad, was he a pastor then?
He was not a pastor then. My dad actually became a pastor when I was 12, so that's okay. Kind of when things changed a little bit. We were very involved in our church. Mm-hmm. Grew up at Valley Forge Baptist in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. But then he came on as an intern when he was in his 40s. He said he was the oldest rookie ever. Mm-hmm. And then he was ordained when I was 12. So then we were really, really into ministry then. And I think what I was thankful for, my parents got us all involved as a family in ministry.
So, and even before your dad was in ministry, your family was involved in ministry?
We were, yes, I would say very involved in the church, which I was thankful for that they, as kids, brought us along with them. Mm-hmm. And we, at a young age, my brother, sister, and I all got a heart for the ministry. Then I went off to college, Pensacola Christian College, graduated with speech, and for 3 summers, I counseled at the Wilds Christian Camp in Brevard, North Carolina, and that's when I really had a heart for teens there, just developing those 3 summers, just counseling week after week with these teenagers, the stories, and just showing them from God's Word where their hope lies. And it was exhausting, but it was exciting at the same time.
Yeah. We're going to get back to that here in a minute after we talk to Bryce here a little bit, because I would like for you to share with us what you felt or some of the major issues going on with girls that you were dealing with. You know, maybe it can be a help to some moms and dads out there, maybe even to some teenagers that are listening. So, but before we get to that, Again, if you're just joining us, this is Pastor Ken Kelter. I'm filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman today on the Word for Life broadcast. And we have in our studio Bryce and Janie Hamilton. Bryce is one of our newest members on staff here at Brookside. He is our youth pastor, and he and Janie have been married about a month. And so, Bryce, tell us a little bit about yourself. You grew up in South New Jersey?
Yeah, that's correct. I grew up in South Jersey, and my dad was a Christian school administrator. The church I grew up in, he actually got hired there as the youth pastor. So I remember being real young and going on youth activities and having teams over our house and all that kind of stuff. My dad's position eventually evolved into being the Christian school administrator. So a lot of where I grew up was seeing my dad and my mom work in Christian education. Someone that really influenced my life and that kind of directed me to work with teens is my youth pastor. He loved me and he believed in me and he showed me how to study the Bible and how to live right. And so that was a big influence in my life and something that God used to direct me. And then went off to college, and after I graduated, I actually taught in a Christian school for 4 years. And so I worked with teens extensively for those 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then went on to work at the Wilds Christian Camp in North Carolina and got different exposure to teens and experience in different ways. On that end, it was more programming, running an activity for a weekend kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But God used all those experiences to train me for what I believe he called me to do.
Mm-hmm. And you said your dad was a youth pastor.
That is correct.
Yeah, I like father, like son. Now here you are. You're going to probably be calling him a few days or a few times throughout the year saying, Dad, what do you recommend I do here?
What do I do here?
What a great heritage. So, no, we're glad to have you. Why don't we talk about, first of all, why you sense God's really directed you to work with teens? I mean, why is there that passion?
Yeah, I think for me it was the influence that my youth pastor had on my life and the realization that, man, that played a huge impact in my life in my formative years. And my parents were great parents, and they taught me what the Bible says. And all my youth pastor really did was another voice that reinforced everything,
mm-hmm.
and loved me,
mm-hmm.
and believed in me. And
yes.
So that those formative years and the opportunity to shape lives in that way is very enticing to be a part of.
So you had a mom and dad and a youth pastor that really modeled before you what Christ-likeness was all about.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh, that's powerful. Those are the type of homes you see in my time in ministry that you see young people coming from. They either come from a home where mom and dad are really set on serving the Lord with all their heart, or a mom and dad that possibly are even unsaved, want nothing to do with the Lord. You see them coming from those two spectrums. You don't really see them coming from a home where, guess today we'll go to church, or, nah, not this week. They're kind of half in, not really committed. They produce who they are right with their own kids. And you've often heard what parents do in moderation. You know, oftentimes their kids will do in excess, and now they're wondering why their kids don't even go to church. Sad. But great testimony with your mom and dad and your youth pastor. Janie, you mentioned something about working at camp and with those teenage girls. I mean, what was it that you were seeing there that God was really pulling on your heartstrings to say, hey, this is something that I really want you to look at?
Just talking to some of those girls, one girl in particular, I could go on for hours just telling the different stories I've heard from these girls, but some of them, they have never been told that I love you, you're beautiful, and God's going to use you in amazing ways. And I was just dumbfounded at that, because I grew up in a home where both my parents, they're Christians, and
your dad probably was telling you all the time, you're beautiful.
Stay away from guys.
Yeah, exactly. I think most dads with daughters, that is a get the shotgun out.
Right, and just the impact that God using me just to show them from his word that God loves you and he wants to use you. Just be willing to open up to him. And then like the light bulb coming on, like, wow, God does love me. Just the power of showing them that and educating them in the right way. I have a passion for girls just to be educated through God's word, the correct way of purity and modesty and how we should think and how we should act. If they're not told and no one's there to tell them, I was like, I need to be that person to tell them. Mm-hmm. Just a passion for doing that for the girls, and just the power of showing them God's love and how he can use them. Showing them that at camp, and it was only a week's time, so you just packed in a lot that week, and then you prayed, got them connected with an accountability partner from back home at church, and just looking back down the road, seeing them still growing is just, that was just worth it all.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Janie, these teen girls that claim to know the Lord, what seems to be some of their biggest struggles today?
Just what I've seen is their lack of Bible study is one thing. I ask them just number one question, your salvation, and they give me a solid salvation testimony. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, well, how's your time with the Lord? And they're like, well, not
kinda,
so
kinda
good.
Non-existent.
Right. And mm-hmm. then they wonder why they struggle with their thoughts, or they struggle with their relationship with their parents. And it's like, you're not getting the spiritual food you need. It seems like an easy answer, but if they're not taught how or when or where, then they just don't know how.
So do you think a lot of these young ladies just really battle because the world puts so much emphasis on looks and beauty, figures, and even today it seems like there's the emphasis on, even if you're overweight or whatever, you love yourself, you accept yourself. It just seems like there's this constant struggle with acceptance of self. Is that something that you're constantly having to deal with?
I think even more so now, just wanting to love yourself, be true to yourself. It almost sounds like the right thing. You know, they can kind of make it sound right. And so girls think like, yeah, that's what I need to do.
Well, I want to come back and discuss this a little bit more too with you, Bryce, with young men today. I mean, there's a lack of young guys even looking at ministry today. What I love about you two is that when we talk, you feel called into ministry right with your husband. And with a lot of young couples, even in ministry, I'll hear from the wife, well, God called him into ministry. He didn't call me into ministry. And what was really refreshing about both of you, Bryce and Janie, is that you both sense the call of God on your life to really give yourself to teenagers. And I just can't wait to see how God's going to use you both as a team to really connect and impact teenagers. So I'm glad that you're able to join us today for the Word for Life broadcast. Again, this is Pastor Ken Keltner filling in for Pastor Greg Huffman. We are talking to Bryce and Janie Hamilton, our newest member here at Brookside Baptist Church. He's working with our teens and our youth ministry. And we'll pick up in another session here, especially how to be a help to your teenagers. And even if you don't have teens, how you can be an encouragement and help to them even when you see them there at church. So thank you so much, and we look forward to what God's going to do through your life today.